Greetings, everyone. I'm excited to welcome Jonas Menescu, CEO and co-founder at Ask UI. Jonas, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you here. So let's dive in. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I'm in Germany. So I studied here in Karlsruhe. It's a small city here in Germany in the southwest. I studied industrial engineering and management, and directly after my studies, we incorporated Ask UI. So my co-founder, he's a computer scientist. And 2021, we decided to start a company, basically. Back then, we did test automation mainly. So we had this challenge of writing tests, maintaining tests for user interfaces at previous companies. And then we decided to use different kind of machine learning models to solve that. We pivoted on the way. So long story, but right now what we do, we like to call it intent automation. So what can be said can be solved, leveraging different kind of machine learning models.
Going
strong, I would say.
Yeah, it sounds good. And let's back up a little bit with your background, because so university right to co-founding a company, is that correct? So you graduate, and did you meet your co-founder in your studies? And tell us a little bit more about that. And maybe you just had this idea and you both thought that would be great to try to test out and form a company.
Sure. Yeah. So I actually met my co-founder at the entrepreneurship course or lecture. So we had an objective back then to actually incorporate like virtually. We did something completely different, but my co-founder, my now co-founder and me, like we realized that we work really well together basically in that lecture. And then he was working for Siemens before that for quite a long time, for 7 years. And I was working as a software developer part-time at another company, and we both had touch points with test automation. So it was always like, it didn't feel like solved. And test automation is like the process of like testing software during the development and then automating this process. And then we went into some computer vision lectures and said like, okay, why don't we just build machine learning models which behave like humans on user interfaces and let them test our software for us and use that for automation? And then we basically started with research at university. So it was a master thesis actually, like in the beginning. Then we got some governmental funding for like, it's a grant in Germany, which you get from university and like the state. And then we started with that small amount of money we got there. Still like worked for roughly a year, only us two as co-founders, before we then raised our first major round, which was a pre-seed then back then.
Okay, great. And so, yeah, walk us through a use case. You know, so the company is Ask UI, and tell us like, how would a company, you know, and like, who are you targeting and what's a use case for your software?
Yeah, so we mainly mainly use for test automation right now. So a specific use case where we really shine, this is our ICP right now, basically, is like a large enterprise building Windows software, and they are trying to automate different kind of processes for testing on it. Could be a SAP application, for example, or could be like a ServiceNow instance or some kind of enterprise grade software, which is running natively as well, or in-house built software as well. And they typically, like when they roll out those instances of the software or they develop the software, they want to make sure that during development, they basically everything works as intended when they build it. Like, for example, let's have a login flow. They build out this login flow. They want to make sure that in the finished software, this login flow works as intended. And basically now they buy Ask UI or they take Ask UI. They enter that specific workflow. They enter basically the intent, I want to automate the login flow and check if it works. And we take this intent, I mean, natural language as well, and then perform it actually on the software, on the desktop, like on the Windows operating system, and then give you a report if it worked or not. And then they can use that for basically testing other kind of software or even like further down the line, like for other automation use cases. But that would
okay. Be. Yeah, no, thanks for that example. So large enterprise, say I'm building an in-house app on ServiceNow, and would the testing happen while it's still being built by the engineer? So they're testing it, or is it, all right, we've released a version to end users and now they're testing the application using Ask UI?
You can test in production as well, but typically it's said before, like production before the release. Typically, it's like they build the software or the instance, and then there is like before deployment or before software goes to production, there is this testing stage and the testing environment. And we typically come into this testing environment, so it's not rolled out to production, like no real users are on it, but testers, QA engineers are already testing on this test stage, basically, for the software. And that's where we automate the process then as well.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, because I've talked to another founder who it was more on the end user side. So say you're installing SAP, as a customer, and then, end users, okay, go test it, make sure it's working like you think it's working, so on the end user testing automation side. So yeah, so before release out to the end users. So yeah, so what year did you found AskUI?
Yeah, so we incorporated in 2021 in March. We really started with our first hires back then, like with the pre-seed round. So it like December 2021 is where we raised that round. And then, yeah, we really mm-hmm. started with that before. Like I would say like still 2021 was pretty much like research mm-hmm. year. And then after that, we started developing like the software.
Okay. And then your company, you're located in Karlsruhe, Germany then?
Yeah, that's right. We're still here, but we are all over Germany. So we have like
a
remote culture. So we have a few people in Berlin, actually pretty decentralized, but the hub is in Karlsruhe. Yeah.
Okay. And then what's your current team size?
We are 17 people right now and actually also hiring. So yeah, we are looking to grow the team. By end of the year, we are thinking about like 21, 22 people, depending on like some metrics, of course. But
yeah, based on company goals and what you achieve. So, okay, that's great. And then where are you revenue-wise? Are you pre-revenue? Are you generating revenue now?
Yeah, so we are generating revenue. So we have some major enterprise clients still doing a lot of POCs with them, but some of them are also like using the software productively already. So we started really going into like paid POCs by end of last year, and there are more coming this year. So I cannot disclose like exact revenue numbers, but we are starting to generate some. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And tell us, how are you finding your current prospects and customers? Are you starting with your network? Are you hitting up German companies first? So tell us a little bit about how you're landing these enterprise customers.
Yeah, it's actually quite funny, because our best channel was a long time the info@askui.com email address. So most of them are inbound. So we don't have an outbound funnel right now, to be honest. So what we did pretty well, I would say, like we started with creating content, going to conferences, going to talks. Like I was a speaker at several events, which helped in like generating traffic to our website. Mm-hmm. And right now we get like the most requests actually just inbound through inbound motion. And they want to talk to us about like different use cases. And of course, there's like all kind of sorts of leads and like interest in there. It's not only large companies, but there's a pretty decent amount of enterprise companies actually wanting to talk to us right now, which we then take and go with.
That's great. And do you have a small sales team? Are you handling these leads as they come in?
So I'm basically the sales team. There's one more guy in the team. He's more on the marketing growth side, I would say. Like he's not purely into sales, but he's doing demo calls as well. But we are actually starting to hire our first sales hires now.
Okay, that's great. So yeah, founder-led sales right now. And then let's talk about the fundraising side. So you mentioned you had a pre-seed round, and then it looks like recently you raised a seed round, and you mentioned 4.3 million euros. So tell us a little bit about that fundraising journey with a seed round. What led to that raise? Did you have certain milestones that you wanted to hit before that raise? Give us a little thinking about, why you raised the seed round.
Yeah. So for us, the pre-seed round was really about evaluating the core concept of our software. And for the seed round, we wanted to be in a state where we know that we have like a target customer profile where we can, like where we are sure that our software is providing value, and that we have like a funnel in place which generates leads in a very calculatable way, I would say. So we could show this by early last year. So So we know basically that our inbound motion works. We know that there is a huge pain in Windows automation right now, not only test automation, but way beyond actually. And we knew that our software, because of like already we were already working with some customers back then, that the approach we are taking is like really valuable to them. So that doesn't mean that our software is like finished or is like in a state where it's like you can just go out there and sell it. But we are pretty confident that with the seed round, we are able to now reach our Series A milestones. So basically, I was thinking, okay, like is this a good state to raise around and then like be able to get to the Series A milestone with this kind of amount of money? And we answered that question with yes. So that's when we started to raise around. I think I went into fundraising like end of quarter one last year, maybe quarter two, somewhere around there. It was pretty smooth process, to be honest, last year. So can't complain.
That's great. Yeah. And the kind of next is, tell us, there are definitely other founders thinking about, either a pre-seed or seed. So any lessons learned in that, the seed round raise?
Yeah, I would say like in comparison to our pre-seed round, I would definitely try to time box the fundraise again. I know right now there's like, it's even maybe a bit more complicated. Maybe you cannot do like a structured fundraise right now. I hear this a lot, but for me, it really helped to have like everything prepared, everything prepared before I go into the fundraise. Like, think about the data room, the story, like the seed deck, go through everything, like what kind of story, even like for yourself, because you need to be clear on what you want to achieve with that. And if you can answer like all the questions about like, what do you want to do with the money? If you have all materials prepared, if you basically you want to be in a position where an investor asks for something, you already have it and you don't need to create it during the process. I think like that's a huge learning I had.
Okay. Yeah. No, appreciate that insight. Yeah. That's great experience. And then Jonas, at the current stage of your business, do you have a favorite number or metric that you're focused on to guide the business?
So we have different kind of metrics. So for us, it's really usage of the product. So what we like to see is like usage from existing customers and like the increase of like total usage, usage per customer, usage per company, just to see like how the product is adopted within the company, because that's ultimately also like a revenue driver and like a metric for stickiness of the product.
Yeah, makes a ton of sense at this stage. And then, Jonas, really appreciate your time today. And as we wrap up, tell us, what's on deck for 2024? What's coming up that you're excited about in the coming year?
Yeah, so we are finally starting to hire sales. So I'm really excited about that because it's the first time not hiring engineers. So it's like a completely different experience for me, but really looking forward to building out a sales team and then growing with them. So yeah, I think that's the major goal for this year, build out the sales team.
Okay. And do you think, as you think about, you had a pre-seed round, seed round, thinking about a Series A, do you think having a sales team in place is important to show that you're ready to raise a Series A, or maybe, as they say, a sales process that can be repeatable by your sales team?
Yeah, definitely. Like that's the idea. I mean, I'm still doing founder-led sales right now, but I also understand that I cannot be doing this like for the next 5 years or so. So for us, it's really about like, can someone else sell the product as well as I can? And how can we build this repeatable motion? So we just have to add headcount, which then directly like converts into revenue. I know it's a bit more complicated, but if you can show this, like that's the goal I'm setting for myself for the Series A. So I want to show I can generate revenue in a calculatable motion, a repeatable motion with a sales team, which is not like only bound to my like performance in sales. So, and if I can show that, I think I'm ready for a Series A.
Yeah, looking forward to that exciting 2024 coming. So Jonas, really appreciate your sharing your time and experience today. If listeners would like to learn more about Ask UI, where should we send them online?
Yeah, you can just go to askui.com or just write me a message on LinkedIn. So it's just Jonas Meneslu. Yeah, happy to answer any questions. Happy to deep dive a bit more.
All right, perfect. So if you'd like to learn more about what AskUI is doing, what Jonas is doing at AskUI, check out askaskui.com to learn more. And Jonas, really appreciate your time today.
Thanks so much.